as the Confederate troops started to push towards Cincinnati and got close to northern Kentucky, there was a call that went out for volunteers to come in to protect the city of Cincinnati, to build forts and roads and tear down trees. And there was a lot of question around whether the black community would be involved in this.
Cincinnati was in many ways a pro-slavery city, and black people who lived here were not, shall we say, universally loved.
They were definitely not universally loved. There was actually laws that were passed in 1803 and 1807 called the Black Laws of Ohio, which you actually had to post a $500 bond to even live here. You had to have two white men vouch for you. You weren't allowed to testify against another white man in court.
Getting back to our narrative, the call went out for volunteers to help protect the city against the advancing Confederates in Kentucky. So the African-American population was recruited to do this, was asked to volunteer along with the white people who were also asked to do this?
Well, at first they actually were not requested to volunteer. The call did go out for volunteers, and the African-American community went and said, hey, what does this mean for us? Well, kind of a closed-door deal kind of happened in September 1st, where they decided that African-Americans would be forced into labor instead of allowing them to volunteer. From September 2nd to September 4th, African-Americans are stolen off the streets. They're taken out of their homes. In all, about 400 African-Americans are kidnapped into forced labor from September 2nd to September 4th of 1862. Now, on September 4th in the evening, Judge Dixon stepped up and said, hey, the African-American communities wanted to volunteer. Let's allow them to volunteer. He meets with Lew Wallace, and they both make the courageous decision to allow this to happen. Well, on the morning of September 5th, 1862, over 700 African Americans show up and volunteer and go into Kentucky, which was a very interesting thing to do because at that time, if you came in as a free African American, you in fact faced re-enslavement.
What did the Black Brigade do to protect the city?
They didn't have guns or anything like that. They were the shovels and picks that were tearing down the roads and building the fortifications that the Confederates saw when they were coming towards Cincinnati. So they were the major builders, I would say, in helping fortify the city of Cincinnati and northern Kentucky.
And when this was all over and the Black Brigade members went back to their homes in Cincinnati, did attitudes on the part of whites change toward them?
The attitudes on that September 20th of 1862 definitely changed, at least for a little bit in Cincinnati. As the African Americans are coming back across the pontoon bridge that was built right next to where the Roebling Suspension Bridge now sits, the community was cheering. The unfortunate thing was, as soon as the event had passed, within the next couple of days, the community kind of turned back, and there was still fighting between the white and African American community here in Cincinnati.
Richard Cooper is Interpretive Services Director at the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. He says a monument to Cincinnati's Black Brigade is being built for the city's new Riverfront Park. I'm Steve Hirschberg.